Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Top five things you need to know if you're going to a wedding this year. If you missed it yesterday, we were talking about what the bride and groom expects when you show up. Lisa Antonecchia, Creative Concepts by LisaCT.com. She's an event planner. And Lisa, you do a lot of weddings.
Yeah, you're an expert.
We do a lot of weddings. Yep.
And all types of weddings, too. And that's important. But some of these rules, Lisa, they're universal. So if I'm a guest going to a wedding in 2026, what should I know? What should I be aware of? How should I conduct myself?
Well, my number one problem, well, not number one, one of my top five problems right now is dressing appropriately for a wedding. You're not going to a nightclub. You're not necessarily going to a casual affair. So you have to look at the wedding website. You have to read your invitation. You have to see what the bride and the groom want you to wear. And if you don't know the answer, please ask them, because we see people coming very casual or way too clubby for weddings today.
Yep.
And it's just not appropriate as you walk in the door to just not have the right look for the day.
That's a big one.
And it's great advice.
Yep.
There's nothing worse than showing up as a guest at a wedding and seeing other people that are wearing shorts or just like a button-up short sleeve. I hate to see that. I hate it for the couple.
As well.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yep. And you should always be overdressed, never underdressed.
Yes.
And that's a great rule. Next, I don't know if you're just seeing this as well, but the drinking and, dare I say, smoking is really amped up in the last year. I understand that times have changed and different usages are now allowed to happen, but at a wedding, you should still keep yourself under control and you shouldn't be bringing it in.
I have seen this a ton. And you know what happens is after 10, people start to slow down. My wife wants dancing till midnight at least. Wouldn't work for our family, Lisa.
Another thing, and we've talked about this in the past, a lot of people don't fill out the cards or put the money in the envelopes until they're at the wedding. I totally understand that you might want to fill the card once you get there. Please just don't do it at the table while you're having your dinner.
Right.
Take yourself out of the space, go to your car, hide in the bathroom.
Yes.
Just do it someplace where people aren't watching.
Oh, you find me in the bathroom. I do it in the bathroom stall. If I don't know the couple well and I want to see the venue before I commit to how much I'm putting in that envelope, that's where I go.
I usually always know the venue just from past events or business.
Mm-hmm,
So I always know. So I can fill that thing out in the parking lot or tell my wife in advance. But the person who also does not bring a card, why are you here?
100% true. I love you for saying that. Mm-hmm. Total truth.
Why are you here? Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, it's the sharing the time. It is, but it isn't. If you can't afford to be at the wedding, you're costing the couple money. That's just my opinion.
And truth be told, it's okay to say you can't come when you get the invitation. I'd rather you say you can't come so that the couple saves money on your plate,
right,
on your experience. And that's perfectly fine etiquette, too.
All right, what's next?
Please stop asking if you can bring a guest. If the invitation was sent to you without the words "and guest," it means that one of two things. The couple does not have the financial ability to pay for you to bring a guest. Or number two, they have too many people that they need to invite and the seating capacity does not allow you to bring a guest.
Or they don't trust you.
I'll back that one too. Don't take these things personally. Just know that it's the couple's wedding day and that that's their choice.
I think that's a great list. All right, you want to learn more about Lisa? Head to her website, creativeconceptsbylisact.com. Thank you, Lisa.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at